Chris, you trained as a family physician. You were a loan repayer with the National Health Service Corps, and now you are the Associate Medical Director for Quality and Innovation for the WellSpan Health System in Pennsylvania. Tell me, what inspired you to practice with the underserved?
What inspires me is two things. Sort of what I feel a spiritual call. I see my job as a physician, and particularly working with the underserved, as a vocation that I've sort of felt a call from early in life to do. And then the other thing is I think, like many people working with the underserved, I have an ego too. So I love to do things that I have a feeling that if I wasn't doing, would not be done. And so I find it exciting to try to provide direct service or to try design and lead service implementation in areas where there does not appear to be any effective system. I'm doing it.
You have a story to tell about a patient whose life was saved by a whole community. Could you tell us about it?
I had a patient of mine who I had followed as a teenager who was morbidly obese, mildly mentally retarded. I was trying to engage his mom to try to help him with diet and exercise and giving them all kinds of warnings about what could occur if he didn't try to take care of himself better. And she was minimally interested, and they finally just sort of stopped showing up when he was probably like 14 or 15. I just never saw them anymore. Tried to reach out to them, couldn't find them, went on. There's always other things to do, people to do answer your calls that need help. So I lost track of them. And then one time about a year or so ago, he just showed up by himself in the office. He was like 17, almost 18 at that point. Weighed, I think, close to 600 pounds. And came into the office, and he was saying basically that he had seen on TV some commercial about depression and obesity, and it said it could kill him, and there was some powerful story he had seen. And he said, "I don't want to die." And he said, I want to get better, and I don't know how to. And you had said in the past you could help me, and I want you to help me. And
he must have had so many issues. How did you know where to start?
Over about the past year, we've worked slowly to build his trust. We've gotten him hooked up with behavioral health. In the end, we also got a lot of people in our system just to sort of do things they wouldn't traditionally do. So the athletic trainers that sort of came on board as we employed our own orthopedic practice and our physical therapists engaged him because he had massive lower leg edema. And they engaged him first to do some traditional physical therapy, but then they allowed him to come back to the physical therapy place, which was nearby his house, and just to walk around the outside of physical therapy. And the athletic trainer would essentially sort of work with him to exercise a little bit. Our dietitians helped out. We actually went out and bought him some gym clothes because he was embarrassed to go to PT without gym clothes. Our local York College nursing program, the community health nurses, went out and visited him at home and exercised with him. We got all kinds of people doing stuff, and he started to make progress. And actually, just about 3-4 months ago, he lost over 150 pounds and he broke 500. And he's much more engaged.
Could you tell us what happened next?
One of our slogans now is working as one. Look, when we really work as one, what we can accomplish in people's patients' lives. He wants to be on the video because he says, "I bet there's other people out there that are watching TV that are depressed and they don't know how to go about it and they don't think they can do it, and I just want to get out there and tell them that they can do it." And you know, so many times I wanted to quit, but I didn't. And so to have that story over the past year, you know, and see how that motivated nurses and other staff, and then obviously the patient himself getting better. That's one of those stories, thank God, can go a long way in sort of all the other frustration that we have, because you definitely need one of those stories once in a while for all the other stuff that goes along.
Are there some lessons in this story for the rest of us?
I sent an email when he first got engaged and I needed all this help and I didn't know where to go. I sent an email out to a bunch of people, like in physical therapy and stuff, and it was entitled, "Who Wants to Help Me Save a Life?" And I thought it was kind of dramatic, and I wanted it kind of dramatic because I needed some dramatic help. And so a lot of people responded back to that. And I just remember, you know, sending out that letter, you know, "Who wants to help me save someone's life?" And people responding back.
Chris, thank you for sharing that with us.